Zion and Bays, four lines on the top. So we discussed before that we consider the access between Suchatzerus. To allow, so there has to be some type of access. So we said before that a ladder counts for that purpose. It has to be the ladder's kavua there. So the more brings a bris. So it says sulam hamitzori eno mamayit batzori mamayit. Some say sulam hamitzri, the ones that they would use in the. Some say it was either because of what it's made of, it was some type of different types of plants, or some was where the country that it came from. They used to use those type of ladders. So the Mitzri one is not Mamayat, and Suri is Mamayat. So what's the issue? The Mor is going to say the issue is that the Suri one was very heavy, and they would put it there, they would leave it there. So it's Kabua, you're not going to move it. Since therefore it's considered as an access point, it's a Pesach, but one which, however, is the Mitzri one is much lighter and it was moved, so you can't call it that's not considered an access, because if we moved away on Shabbos, as we had before, that's not Mamayit in regard to the height. Hechidom Yisulam HaMitzri Amr Dibir Rabbi Yanai Kol She'en Loi Arba'o Chavokim. It doesn't have four rungs. Because generally, if it was just three rungs, that was a smaller ladder. It wasn't so heavy. It was more transportable. Okay. Amalei Rav Acha braid to Rava the Ravashi. My time at the Sulam Hamitzri Delo Mimayit. Why is it that it's not Mimayit? Amalei Lo Shmir Lecha Hod Amar Rav Acha Bariado Amar Rav Hamluna Amar Rav. Didn't you hear that he said Mishum Dhabi Dover Hanitl B'Shabbos, someone can be moved on Shabbos? Hol Dover Shanitl B'Shabbos Eino Mamayit, something which can be taken away on Shabbos, as we said before, doesn't reduce the height issue. It said that the top of the for the purpose over here, the top of the Kaisel is considered within the 10 Tvachim. And it's bottled to the, it's mutter to the chotzer. See, hachi, somewhere she says back, a filu surinami. The kaisel, the sulam suri should have the same thing. Somewhere answers, hosam kaivdoi kaivoi. Its weight causes it to be left there permanently. Or at least permanently enough that it's it will be moderate.
So in other words, it's just like lemaisa. It's unusual to move it. Is that
yeah?
Okay. This is not a point that I don't know that it's because if like a tier for you say you really shouldn't be moving it.
I'm aware of. First of all, here raises a question. It seems to me that we're not grappling with any halachic issue of some which you're allowed to move, because more so before, some which would be us to move would also be kaveya. But we had in Beya this issue over there of moving ladders. There was a problem. Moving the ladders from Shabbach to Shabbach. So it said that the. So a ladder which was used for to go up to the roof to fix things on the roof, so is they're moving it because people would think you're moving it to be able to do work on the roof. So there's if it was a loss in moving the ladder, made the ladder muksa. So it says that there was that the ones they were the type of ladders which didn't look like they were made to go up to the roofs, and to be access. They weren't tall enough, or high enough, or that wasn't. They so didn't look. It was different. It was different, shape, form, appearance. It didn't go into that kazeila. Ben Hanami, one which that's what it would be. seemingly doing in the privacy of your chotzer, that goes into the rule of Chadre Chedorim. The Chadre Chedorim would be also. Tezer brings pshat from the Ben of Avraham that Mishnah is talking about, that sugya is talking about on Yom Tov, which Chazal asked, it's talking about you the walking in a public place in Rosh Hashanah for a valid need, but the mice, but the people would mistake it for improper needs, and they asked it even with Chadre Chedorim. On Shabbos, it's by nature, you never get it out into the Rosh Hashanah, so then they didn't ask it in the Chotzer. So it says, it comes out according to that we're not differentiating between the different shapes of the ladders, so that a ladder would be muksa on Yom Tov. According to the Ben Tam shot, depends what type of ladder it is. Not all ladders would be muksa even on Yom Tov. Okay. Rabbiya. You have this wall which is 10 tefachim high between the two chatzeres. The sulam rochav arba omikhan. Vein bein zed lezeh shloisha tefachim is mamayit. Shloisha eno mamayit. So if the two ladders, even if they're not immediately facing each other, so immediately facing each other is to have created the equivalent of creating a Pesach between the two chatzeres. Putting a ladder on one side alone wouldn't do it, so you can get to the top of the wall. It's not a Pesach into the other chatzer. However, if there's two of them on both sides, that'll work. Not only if they're not directly opposite each other, if one is shifted away from the other one, the gap is less than 3 tefachim, so then it's considered as if they're opposite each other, and it's considered there's an access from Chatzar A to Chatzar B. If it's 3 tefachim already, however, then not.
It's like a lava thing?
It's like a lava, yeah. Even though it's interesting because over here, the point over here really is accessibility. So, you know, is it accessible or isn't it accessible? So ladder A takes you up over here, then you have to like shift over and then go down ladder B. You know, so we totally see is what's practical for people. Okay.
And so the width, the thickness of the wall doesn't matter?
No.
Because it's easy to access it, to sort of move down that wall if it's thicker, right?
Well, the more it's going to... This kula, that if the wall is wide enough, then even if it's further down, it's mutter. The top of the wall isn't 4 tefachim wide. I will have a kashal arba off. The kashal is 4 tefachim wide. Feel a muflug tubanami. Even though it's much further down, it's still mutter.
If they spread apart.
Even if they spread apart, because you can walk on the top of on the top of the wall to get to the other one. Okay. Amar Bibi Barabayo. Bana Itztaba Agabi Itztaba. Imesh Itztaba Hataftana Arba Oa Mimayit. Inami Aimit Hataftana Arba Oa. Okay. So you made a two-layer nisaba is like a ledge. Main purpose they would do it. They put it there for the purposes of. They used to put their merchandise on the type of things. That was the example we had before. Here, let's see. So, in the first case is if you have it's a two-layer itzaba. So the first one is four tefachim wide. It's memayit. Even if the first one is not four tefachim wide, the second one is four tefachim wide. But there's a gap of less than three between the two. So we look at it as one big unit, and the one big unit, therefore, is four tefachim wide. In other words, the top one is standing on its own legs. But as long as it meets the criteria, so you have and this is considered like it's full, so you have an access point now to up until if there's less than 10 from here to the top of the roof, so it's mamayit. Top of the wall, it's mamayit. Correct.
Okay.
Lomar of Nachman. So I mean, so in the first case, just in the case where this is four tefachim wide. So if from the top here to the top of the wall is less than 10 tefachim, so it's mamayit. Right now, but if the only why it's mamayit is the combination of the two, and there's no lava between the two, I'm not sure why it should be mamayit.
Does it have to be solid all the way to the bottom?
It has to be strong enough to stand on.
So I mean, these tables would be you could probably stand on, but they're not solid to the floor.
Well, it's not worse than a ladder. A ladder's not solid to the ground either. But what? I'm not aware that there's such a condition.
Oh, good morning, Rabbi Greenberg.
This really grapples with that. I'm going to face this now. Okay, let's see. Omer of Nachman, Omer Rabba Baragua, Sulam Shashivois of Parachos. So, the way Tosis learns the Gemara, the case was that it wasn't a ladder; it was more. It was like steps, as opposed to a case where each step is built solidly. It's not a very good picture. Not a very good picture. But basically, it juttered out. it went out like this, and there was a step with not any necessarily any, just basically stuck out from the thing without any, without making it solid beneath it. Step sticking out.
Sticking out of the wall.
You built like a ramp. Instead of having the ramp being, the ramp had steps, but normally the step would be like this. This was just like this, sticking out. There was a piece of wood sticking out. It was empty beneath it.
So it just hits the wall and it sticks out. And it serves as a staircase.
Okay. So it's called Perkis, which they're flying in the air. There's nothing beneath them to support them. So Im yesh b'shliba ha-tachtona arba'o m'mayit. Im nami ein b'shliba ha-tachtona arba'o v'yesh b'shliba ha-yona arba'o v'ein men zelaze shloisha is m'mayit. So if the upper one is so then some more saying what the more saying you do need, you know, the top one is al arbo'a, if the bottom ones aren't gimel to it, you would look at it like it's just standing by itself. It wouldn't be mamayit. Sure. So I think maybe the case of the sulam is different, because the ma'isim sulam is a mitzias. It's working based on the fact that physically you're able to get to the top of the roof. You're able to get to the top. These are working based on the idea that they're memayat the height. In other words, we said if it's less than 10 tefachim from there to the top, so it's considered like an aris. The wall is 10 tefachim high. It's not so much because you can access it, because the wall isn't high enough. So to do that, you're going to have to say you've raised the height of the ground near the wall, that the wall is not too high. So for that, you're going to need lovud. So, but in a case where the point is there's actual physical access over the top, the sulam, there's actual physical access, it's not really relevant whether the rungs are lovered or not.
Right, okay, so nafkamina is if you have a sulam that doesn't go all the way.
Correct. Right. Tosis also raises that possibly the Tosis argues in Rashi that the sulam, you don't need that the steps, the rungs have to be 4x4. Tosis learns that these things have to be 4x4 for them to be in Maya. They have to be 4 wide. Everybody has to be 4 wide, because even the sulam also has to be 4 wide, because otherwise it's not passive. It's functioning as a passive. A passive has to be 4 wide. But you need 4 deep, or, you know, is a different question. Rashi, what?
That's a lot of
right, so, By letter, you don't need that. But these things, you would need that. Tosa says.
What's this?
So this case over here of the Sulam Shishlevois of Parchas, it means it didn't reach the top. Otherwise, this conversation wouldn't apply over there either. Okay. Yeah, making sense?
I can't picture what this thing is, but...
So basically, the way I picture is like you have let's say, a board like this going up, and there was a piece of wood sticking out here, another a plank sticking out with nothing beneath it to support it. And you had a few of them up, and so you
sort of arbitrarily, so in different places.
No, it could be it was regular. But the point was it was steps.
Stacked.
It was stacked. Well, it was like steps going up. And normally, steps going up,
straight up and down.
You had a support beneath it. So it was just basically a solid piece. As being a solid piece. Over here, there's no solid piece. It's just a plank sticking up. Right. You know, and they just anchored it well into the wood. Okay. Right. Right. Cantilever stair structure.
Okay.
Right. So each one is. Okay. Well, now you know that it's at least 2,000 years old. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Sulam HaMitzri, so that's the second line, the last one, the second line of the narrow lines of Rashi. So this smaller type of a ladder, which you can move it, so that's that doesn't take away the height issue. Which means the rungs. Actually, the chavokim, I think Rashi says in the Chumash, it really represents the idea that the rungs were what's the word I'm looking for? They were pushed into the side posts of the ladder, so that makes them into a chavokim. The tzulam had sorry. However, the weight makes it stay there. There's no issue involved in moving. It's just it's heavy. People don't do it. It's hard to move.
Rashi says in Shmos, Chavakim or Shlivos.
If you look at that Rashi over there, you see the Rashi. Rashi says Rashi really. The Rashi over there, it's referring to the fact that there's in the post there's this opening and you force it into the opening. That's what the word chavak means. So it's the wrong. It's used to refer to the wrong, but because that's how they made it. That's on him. That the yodas in the bottom of the kerish went in like the chavakim you have in the sulam. It would go into that opening which would hold it.
Aren't part of all ladders made that way?
You could tie it onto the outside. You know, you go to the wilderness, and, you know, they just use some rope, and they would tie it on, lay it down, put it on top, and tie it on. Shulam Rachel Dalad Mikan, Bechatazu, Bechain Bezu, Behad Erlan Meyardim Mizilazu. So there was two ladders on each side, allowing you to access from one side to the other. The main means it was a gimel. Even if they're not one directly opposite the other, as long as the gap between the two is not three, how is it as if they're opposite each other? It's still a valid doorway between the two. If they want, they can make themselves into one chatzim yimarav together. If the gap is more than three tvachim or more, so then it's not, there's no access. It's almost the top of the wall is narrow and it's not easy to walk there. If the wall itself is four tvachim wide, even if there's a large gap between where the two ladders are placed, it's okay. You can take the ladder to the top of the wall. Mahalach Mirosha, and then you walk on the top of the wall. You get to the other ladder, you go down. You built this ledge made out of wood. Agabi Yitzhava, above another one, some of okay, so both right next to the wall. The H Abra Mafzi Ben Zuluzu, Shahya La Yana Raglayim. The upper one was freestanding, it had its own feet, and there was a gap.
Why is it necessary to say it's wood?
As opposed to you made it out of stone, probably you'd fill in the whole thing. It'd be hard to have it freestanding. As opposed to the wood one, you can picture you made someone standing on legs. If the bottom one is four tefachim wide, the body is my gabbai shel kersel, that alone decreases the top of the height of the wall 10 tefachim. So the memaik is dal mihachas. So ignore the upper one. So the reason why you mentioned the upper one. It's not for the first case. According to Rashi, the logic is the hat is based on the bottom one. What's relevant is the second case. Inami ain bo dalit, even if it doesn't have dalit wide, v'yeshpel yoda dalit, v'ain bein zel is a gimel, kashir lo kichad, it's like one entity. Abisha miyut hazeh kotsim imamato. Even though down below, it's not four tzvachim wide, since up further up it is wide enough, Shapra Dami, it's okay as long as there's less than three, because we look at this one large entity. There's a gap of three tefachim between the two of them. Training are the two separate ones. So the upper one, which is four tefachim wide, it's like it's suspended in air. That can't be memayit. Sheshlivoisav parchos. Shlivois is chavokim. How do you pronounce that word? Shaklunis balaz. Adregos shalonu. Shikaren gritzt. Which we have, which is stairs or steps, it's also referred to the more as a sulam, which is the more used as a lashon of ladder. The sulam sheino also in kein madrega, okay, in shliva shalonu, a sulam which is not made with steps, but rather like the rungs. Sheish abra bein chavakein, there's a gap in between each one of them. But this one is like it steps similar to a ladder in the sense that there's a gap in between. Each one extends out over the one below it. And you put it next to the wall. The bottom one is 4 tefachim wide. And that alone is enough to get it. It should be less than 10. So mamayit inami. Even if that's not true, if there's not a gap of 3, still be mamayit. The precious gabi itzibo. She was a tonanami. Kashen moved delis min a karka shloisha kamer. And if the goal is to as it were, raise the height of the grounds, you have to have the bottom ones is within 3 tefachim of the ground also for that to work. Vamar of Nachman, Omer Rabba Baravua. So back in the bottom line of the Gemara, top line of Chesam and Aleph, Ziz, Hayotzim and Akesu Dalet Al Dalet. You have a ledge which sticks out of the wall, 4x4. And you have a ladder which is less than 4x4. So the ladder can't be considered a doorway because it's not wide enough. But the ladder is large enough to allow you access to the Z's.
It'll get you up there.
It'll get you up there. So in that situation, Miyatoy. That'll be Mamai. Rashi says the case was over here that the rungs of the ladder did not have a gap of 3. So since the Z's is 4x4, and from there to the top of the roof is accessible, or it's less than 10. So, and that's kavua to be there. So then, even the ladder itself is not 4x4. It's like you're extending the Z's down to the ground. But the fact that it's lavud 3 tefachim to each other, each one is lavud less than 3 tefachim. That the ladder was put directly on the Z's. Then you can say that it acts as an extension of the Z's down to the ground. He puts it next to it. We look at it as if you extend the disease sideways, but it don't look like you've extended downwards. Vomer of Nachman Amarabar Bavua Kershal Tisha Osir. Tzarech ziz ach echad latiroi. Kesel esim tzarech shnei zizim latiroi. If you put a ziz 10 tefachim off the ground, and you put your ladder to access that ziz, and from there to the top of the kesel is now less than 10, so that's called yubim amayit. However, if you have a wall which is 20, you just want to put one Z's above 10 tefachim to make it less than, from there to the top of the wall less than 10, you can't consider the area under the ladder, under the Z's, if it's filled in through the ladder, if it's higher than 10 tefachim. Because it's not any better than had you had a wall which is 10, 11 tefachim high, you put a ladder there. So this is not any better than that. The ladder would have to be, now if the ladder is 4 tefachim wide, so then it's not a problem. The point was the ladder wasn't 4 tefachim wide. Okay. Yeah. This works when you made it that there actually is a potential ability to access one from one to the other, which means that they're staggered one from the other. Okay. Let's see our trusty picture. Yeah. So here's the Z's. So here's the ladder. So the ladder has to be on the Z's. It can't be to the side. If it's 19 to the top, and you put it here, so there's less than 10 to the top, If not, you have to put them staggered one to the other. It's actually able to put a ladder from one to the next to access from the bottom one to the top one. So we look at it, this goes to here, this goes to here, then you go to the top. Rashi.
So what's the axis? Is the concept of the two levers, two Z's and two levers? Then the Z's do not have to be 4x4, only 4x9.
The access before was only matzerit because it was four tefachim wide, so then it's a doorway. Over here, it's not a doorway because it's not four tefachim wide. The little lattice is weren't four tefachim wide, so it has to be based on some idea of miut. But we're saying we're adding a condition that this miut only works if practically we only look at the two zizin that are considered functioning as one. If practically you're able to put a ladder from one to the next. Ziz a yotzim in a kesel dalat al dalat tefachim. Tap Rashi. V'nichal absulim kolshu. You put a ladder kolshu, which means I feel ain baruch with dalat, even though it's not four tefachim wide. V'mido bekarki. You put it on the ground. V'samach roshay b'ziz, and the top of the ladder is leaning against the ziz. Havikichad miut. It functions as one miut. Rebbe Elyon arbo. On the top of it has four. And there's no gap between the ladders which are taken. So ladders are considered love. One more note: the ICLA, some of Russia love can appreciate it. The ladder is leaning directly against the Z's. Day, actually put it next to it. Russia needs to look closer, but it's leaning against the wall. So you just look at it as Arbuche Arveche, the Z's, like you've widened your Z's. It's not considered that it's part of like the steps to the Ziz. So the Ziz alone can't do a miut. It's the gap of more than three or more from it to the ground. So it's not lower to the ground. If it's 20 already, starts these achelot to it. The sulam kolshu. If the sulam is a kolshu, b'ziz yotze b'emesel. So the ziz comes out of the middle of it. Sheno gavoya sora. Lamimena lamato. Lamimena lamala. There's no gap. There's no distance of 10 below it or 10 above it. I'm sorry. Starts these achelot to it. That's the case. If it's only 19, you only need one Z's. You put it at the height of 10, or right below 10. So there's not 10 beneath it to the ground. There's not 10 above it to the top. So then it works. However, if it's more, so shnei Z'sim, echad kada masor, one before you reach the height of 10. Tatoinim. One above that before you reach within the next 10. So there's never a gap of 10. There's never a full gap of 10. It's not any better than if you had a wall that which is 10 tefachim high. You have to put a bona fide pesach there. It has to be practical. There's a place to put, put directly beneath it. You have no place to put a sulam on the bottom ziz, allowing you to go to the top ziz. Guess theoretically, you could have a case where the bottom ziz extends out from the wall more than the upper ziz. But that's a form of zeh shulchan gezeh in a certain sense. Vis-a-vis coming out of the wall that's further out, so it's also it's staggered in that sense. Wouldn't make any difference if it's a side or in the front. Yeah, it should make a difference. But it's also included in the phrase of the Gemara, the Zeshalok and Egezet. Normally, you understand that means they're staggered. One's not directly beneath it. Over here, it's directly beneath it. But since it extends out further, in that sense, it's not opposite the upper one, because the bottom part which extends out is not beneath the other one. Okay, let's hold it here.